Tuesday, PBS Frontline will air an NPR investigation of the resurgence of black lung disease in Appalachia. Black lung sickens and kills coal miners. But as Sydney Bowles reports, the disease also has much broader effects. Bowles gathered stories from women whose husbands worked in coal and who died from what the widows believe was black lung. But winning benefits from a federal program became a years-long fight.
Vicky Salyers remembers scrubbing black soot from her husband's work clothes.
When he came home, the only thing you could see would be like the whites of his eyes or his teeth.
Nancy Potter says her husband didn't want to admit he was sick.
I said, can you breathe good? Is walking hard? Or he said, I'll be all right.
Like generations of women before them, Salyers and Potter sent their husbands off to work in the region's coal mines. And like generations of women before them, they watched their husband's health deteriorate.
He would cough up this black goo.
He got tired real easy.
And then he'd just stay sick all the time, and they'd tell us that it was bronchitis. They treated him for bronchitis for like 3 years.
It even got to the point, we had to raise the head of her bed and put bricks under it so it would get him, raise his head up.
I miss him more than anybody will ever realize. I would not ever wish him back to suffer like he did.
Salyer's husband Eugene died in 2013. Potter lost her husband in 1997. Both women sought federal black lung benefits through the Department of Labor. Their experiences show how a system designed to help provide for coal mining families became a complicated and fraught bureaucracy.
The black lung benefits process is highly adversarial.
That's Evan Smith, an attorney who represents miners and widows in black lung benefits cases.
For people who just file a claim and kind of think they can figure out the system on their own, sadly, they're really at a disadvantage.
For many women, the fight lasts for years. Nancy Potter's fight has lasted 22 years.
It is very, very tiresome.
Nancy and Rich Potter had the kind of marriage that made other couples jealous. He took her on spontaneous trips. She wore her Daisy Dukes just for him. Rich died of a heart attack after decades of coal employment. Potter filed a widow's claim right after Rich passed away.
They kept just turning me down, So, and every year I try to do something to keep it going, because I'm sorry. But I've just tried every year to do it, and I always thought, I'm going to get it any time. I know he had black lung, and they know he had black lung. But he died with a heart attack, and they said it had nothing to do with black lung. And I said, how can that be? Because if you have it, it puts an undue burden on you, on his heart.
A benefits review board found in 2009 that Potter had been denied due process rights, and her claim from 1997 was still viable. She pursued that claim and was denied. In 2014, 17 years after Rich passed away, Potter learned that the autopsy slides that had been used to deny her benefits came from a completely different miner. Still, her claim was denied. Potter has sent her story to the Department of Labor's Inspector General for review. The case is still pending.
I had faith they'd do the right thing, They'd do the right thing. He had black lung, but they're not doing the right thing. I don't know that I'll get it, that someone will see it and say, what is wrong with the system? It's due him, and I'm going to stay with it and fight it to the day I die.
Vicky Salyers' trailer is up a steep driveway in rural Rush, Kentucky. While we spoke, she sat in the chair where her husband used to sit before he got sick. Salyers and her husband, Gene, never had much money, but in 2002, they bought their trailer brand new.
The first new thing we'd ever had. Our first year in this trailer, he bought me a new crock pot and a new sweeper. And I guess I'll remember that forever. I guess because we got a new house, he thought I needed a new sweeper to go with it. But he was so proud of this trailer.
In addition to having several other lung diseases, Gene was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2009 on Christmas Eve.
And the doctor came in and he said, there's no easy way to tell you this, but you got lung cancer. And we fear you might live 6 weeks. But he fought for 5 years. He had several major operations. He had one of his lungs removed. They had to open him up. And this whole side was left open, and I had to dress it every day. It was open for about 4 years. He couldn't hardly eat anything. He couldn't breathe. He would just gasp. He says, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Where are we going, honey?" He said, "Well, we're going to heaven." And I told him, I said, "I can't. One of us has to stay here with Zach and take care of him and Riley." I said, "We both can't leave him." And he died at 10:10 that night. You have that one person in your life that you love with your whole heart, and he was mine.
In her grief, Salyer struggled to keep up with her husband's black lung benefits claim.
They'd ask you all these questions, and you're like, you know, "Hello, I'm country. I don't know this stuff, okay?"
But Salyer's filled out the forms. She went to court, and at the district director level, she won. Jean's employer appealed the case to an administrative law judge.
The company, the coal company, had like so many days to appeal it. Here's what they do. They wait till that last day. You know, you get excited a little bit. And then they wait till that last day and they appeal it. And then starts the process over again. And that went on for like 2 years, I bet you, or longer.
Salyer's case went all the way to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Of the roughly 7,000 black lung cases filed each year, only 50 or so reached this level. Finally, in October 2018, she won. She was awarded $48,000, but the money hasn't come.
I know it don't mean nothing to them, but I'm about to lose the only thing that me and my husband had together, because I have to struggle every day to decide, am I going to pay the electric bill this month? And the water bill, or do I pay the trailer payment this month? You know, it's not an option. They don't know what it's like to struggle like that. They don't have a clue. If they had to sit here and see him die, they would not put people through that. They wouldn't. They would just give them the benefits and just say, you know, it was deserved.
Salyer's is behind on her trailer payments. Unless the money comes soon, she'll lose her home. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky.